Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and it is 12:30 p.m. right now. I'm going live a little bit early because I have some golf. I have a golf outing that I'm going to be at later today, some golf plans and all that sort of stuff. But the show must go on. We have a great show planned for you today. I'm going to kick it off, you know, with NBA and the playoffs, and of course the Tampa Bay Lightning winning the Stanley or winning the Eastern Conference Finals, becoming Eastern Conference champions, leaving where they left off back in 2011. And you know, it's very exciting, and you know, I'm very excited for the Lightning. They will be facing the Chicago Blackhawks. More on that, the Chicago Hawks. More on that later today. But anyway, yeah, we also have talk about baseball and the Rays and what I think is the Rays deal and why they're in this slump and you know, what's really going on with them, because it has been disappointing. Kevin Cash was, you know, a possible nominee for the manager of the year, and you know, in my mind, and you know, he kind of dropped the ball. You know, they lost what, 6 games straight. Yesterday they got the win, which is very exciting, but you know, it really hurts your record. I think they're 1 game behind the Yankees yet, but you know, still, I mean, you can't go into slumps like that and expect to come out on top. Yeah, they're 1 game behind the Yankees. So, you know, it wasn't a very good thing. Anyway, stick right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back with some NHL Stanley Cup final talk. Stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk. So let's get right into this Stanley Cup Finals talk. So anyway, I'm hoping for the Tampa Bay Lightning to win this game. And, you know, they should do very well. And there's all this talk about how the Tampa Bay Lightning are such a young team. But honestly, I think it plays in their favor. You know, and it's getting down to it. And really, the odds of winning the Stanley Cup Finals, here's how it is. Entering the season, Chicago was beating the Lightning 6-1, so the Lightning were beating Chicago. Chicago was beating the Lightning 6-1, and then 4-1, and then 6-1 again, and entering the playoffs. And currently, They're beating the Lightning 5-7 on the odds. The Lightning are in a 6-5 ratio. So this should be very close. They're predicting it to, you know, be very close. And you know what? Here's the thing, right? The Lightning, they have that extra day of, you know, being able to rest, and they really crushed the Rangers in that last game. But the Blackhawks, you know, they had a lot of wear and tear. Went into overtime a couple of games, went into, you know, they had that marathon of you know, an overtime, and, you know, and went all the way to shootouts. And, you know, it really had a lot of wear and tear on the Blackhawks. And I think the Lightning are better prepared. They're younger. You know, they don't have as much, you know, beat down on them, on their bodies as much as the Blackhawks did. So, you know, it really is looking good for the Lightning. And so I really hope the Lightning will be able to win this Stanley Cup Finals. And, again, I think it plays into their favor. You know, the intensity is so high right now that the Lightning, you know, they're ready. I mean, these guys are young, right? It's their first time making it to the Stanley Cup Finals since 2004. And, you know, like I said, they're young, right? So it's probably been their dream since they were a little kid to be in the Stanley Cup Finals and to be champion, right? Then bringing home the cup. And, you know, I mean, I'm really excited. And, you know, the John Cooper, right? He didn't even know about the front line, you know, until early in the season. You know, he didn't really know about the front line with Kucherov, Palat, and Johnson. You know, he needed a couple players. You know, we deal with injuries, put the guys together, and they rock the house, you know, scoring goals left and right. And Tyler Johnson, you know, of course, leading the playoffs with goals and points. So, yeah, very cool. Blackhawks, of course, they just got off of their win against the Ducks. That was a very close match. Well, not a very close match. It was an exciting match. Lots of big hits, lots of, you know, crazy plays, lots of goals from the outside that I couldn't believe. But anyway, news for St. Louis, Marty St. Louis. You know, I think this, he hasn't had much left in his career, to be honest. I mean, he helped us in 2004 when the Stanley Cup, right? And that was awesome. But I think he's nearing the end of his career. Of course, he wasn't able to make it to the Stanley Cup in this run, you know. And, you know, he did his job. I think it's time for him to go. He's getting old. He can't really make the same plays that he did. And I think that's his time to go. I'm pretty sure he'll be leaving the Rangers. Of course, I'm really excited, you know, with Callahan to see how he really fits in Lightning. Of course, Steven Stamkos will always be our leader, but I'm very excited to see how Callahan does throughout the next few years. So, very exciting. Anyway, that's all that I have on the Stanley Cup Finals and the NHL. Sarah here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Sarah here. And we'll be right back with some talk about the NBA Finals.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and this is our NBA Finals talk. Golden State is favored, and, it's go big or go home. You know, you got to the finals, and you just got to finish it. And the Cavaliers back to the finals with King James, and if they can win this, you know, I'm sure all the Cavalier haters on LeBron, right, they'll love him. You know, they'll welcome him with open arms, gladly coming back to Cleveland. So this is going to be an interesting matchup, of course. Curry and Klay Thompson leading the charge for Golden State, and Kyrie Irving and LeBron James leading the charge for Cleveland. So there's going to be some interesting matchups in here. Kyrie Irving, who is he going to cover? You know, he's going to cover Curry, right? But what if Curry shoots the lights out on him and, you know, Kyrie Irving can't really deal with it? I'm going to be interested to see how that matchup goes. Of course, Curry, he's a dead eye, man. You know, he'd have his eyes closed and he could shoot a three. There's a video up on YouTube of him shooting 73 pointers in a row without missing one of them. 73 pointers. You know, that's amazing. That's, you know, like, not human. He must have been shooting the basketball since before he was born. So that's pretty crazy. Of course, J.R. Smith on Cleveland, he'll probably be going up against Klay Thompson. But Klay Thompson will really be that factor that will be sure to mess up the Cleveland Cavaliers, because he's kind of an odd, you know, an oddball, you know. Number one, J.R. Smith, is he big enough to cover Harrison Barnes? Number two, Klay Thompson, if J.R. Smith tries to cover Klay Thompson, he'll just post up on him, right? And he'll back in and shoot the shot and make it. But let's say LeBron covers him, because LeBron can cover him, right? Then you have Harrison Barnes to deal with, right? And J.R. Smith can't cover Harrison Barnes, so... You know, and let's say Curry starts shooting the lights out on Irving, on Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving can't cover anybody on that team except for Stephen Curry. So what are they going to do? They can try and play zone. I feel like that'd be their only option, because simply matching up with this Golden State team is almost impossible for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I think the way that they're going to have to do it is play zone the whole game. But the problem with that is, you know, you drive, you flood a zone, right? You clutter the area, you spread out, right? Spreading out is actually the way to do it. And, you know, you make it so it's hard for them to cover you, right, in zone, as the Golden State does, right? So, but then you can't switch to man. So your only defense is zone. I mean, it's going to be very hard to defend this Golden State team. You know, of course, I'm looking for LeBron to step up. And, you know, there was a talk about LeBron, I think it is. He was basically criticizing that LeBron is the best player ever. Even better than Michael Jordan. And, you know, I was listening to this radio show last night, and it was talking about, you know, who is the best player. Because this is the reason why you watch professional sports. Nowadays, the media is all about these scandals and all about, you know, getting the fans riled up about, you know, some of their favorite players, Kof, Jameis Winston. And, you know, the reason why you got into professional sports in the first place is to see these human beings, right? They're not aliens. They might be, but these human beings, right, doing these crazy things that are in awe that you literally can't believe, right? Like, you know, Michael Jordan dunking the basketball from the free throw line, you know, crazy stuff like that. Terrence Ross doing a 360, you know, through the legs dunk on, you know, the dunk competition, you know. Crazy things like that. That's what you go to sports for. You know, you see Kobe Bryant score an 87-point game. Are you kidding me? You know, that crazy stuff like that. You see Peyton Manning bring the Colts back and beat the Bucks with 2 minutes left, down by, I think it was like 3 touchdowns or 2 touchdowns. He scores 2 or 3 touchdowns and beats the Bucks, comes back to beat them with 2 minutes left. You know, and the Saints, you know, winning the Super Bowl, you know, with onside kicks and stuff like that. And, you know, that's what you watch sports for. Not all these scandals, not all this other stuff. And, you know, I kind of want to know what the current player, who do you think is the top player of current times? I think it's, like, out of any sport, you know. Some people might say Lionel Messi. Some people might say Cristiano Ronaldo. Some people might say, you know, Peyton Manning. You also might say Aaron Rodgers. You could say LeBron James. You could say Stephen Curry. You know, there's a lot of arguments you can make. You could also say, like in baseball, you could say Mike Trout or something like that. You know, so you could say, you know, Steven Stamkos, you know, Ben Bishop, you know, any of those people. And I just kind of want to know. And for me, it's LeBron James. And LeBron maybe probably said this, or not probably, he said this, he criticizing Jordan, saying LeBron is the best player ever. You know, and you talk about this, LeBron James single-handedly in Cleveland brought Cleveland to the NBA Finals. And, you know, they lost, right? And you can't blame LeBron James wanting to get those championship wins. You know, he wants to boost his record. So that's why he went to Miami. He won those two championships and went to one another, you know, third time, right? And, you know, there's people that will talk about the stats that Jordan had, because that's the only way that you can compare them. You can't pull them out of their, you know, of their million-dollar houses and say, hey, why don't we do a one-on-one here? You know, you can't do that. So, you know, you have to settle for the stats. And number one, this is like comparing apples and oranges, okay? I know I'm using the cliche comparison type deal. Anyway, this is like comparing apples and oranges, literally. Number one, LeBron James is so much, you know, so much bigger than Michael Jordan that it's very hard to, you know, compare them in that sense. Right, their physicality, because number one, LeBron James is so much bigger. Number two, you know, they play different positions. Number three, their play styles are kind of different. LeBron James can play all five positions, whereas, you know, Michael Jordan was a shooting guard, and he pretty much could only play shooting guard. He wasn't one to pass very much, but he did these amazing things. And, you know, LeBron James, he gets like 10 assists per game, 20 points, you know, 5 blocks or whatever, 5 steals. You know, he has these amazing stats. But then again, the level of play is so much different from back then and now, because back then it was a lot more physical, right? Whereas now, you know, there's a lot more rules. But the athletic ability of the players are so much better. You know, you don't really see 3-point shooting stars like Curry, who can shoot 73-point shots in a row. You know, back then you didn't have that. The person getting, you know, you didn't have a Kobe Bryant that scored 87 points in one game. The last time that somebody had me close to that was Wilt Chamberlain, and Wilt Chamberlain was a beast. He was literally unnatural. So, you know, the level of play, the level of physicality back then, it was a lot more, right? But the level of play and skill now is a lot more. So it's kind of hard to compare him, and that's his skill. As well as the stats, right? Michael Jordan he was at the end of his career, right? He's already finished his career at 38, right? LeBron James is 31. Who says he doesn't have several more years in him? You know, who says he can't get, you know, three more MVPs, couple more championships here and there, and, you know, he could surpass Jordan in the stats range too. You know, people are talking about how Michael Jordan, he really, you know, he has better blocks per game. He has better steals per game. He has all this stuff. Basically, he has the same amount of points per game. The thing is that LeBron James is not at the end of his career yet. So you got to take that in mind. So it's very hard right now to compare these two players, right? But if I were to say, you're comparing apples and oranges. But let's say you took both of these players in their prime. Let's say you took Michael Jordan at 31 and you took LeBron James at 31 and you put them together in a 1v1, right? Who would win? I'd say LeBron James. And here's why. Number one, he's bigger, right? Of course, Michael Jordan has his all crazy stuff, you know, his magic that he can do. He can jump in from the free throw line, you know, and his clutch shots and all that. And there's no doubt that Michael Jordan is more clutch than LeBron James. You know, Michael Jordan may as well be Mr. Clutch because he is just that. And, you know, but again, you can't really compare these two because, number one, LeBron James is so much bigger, right? Like I'm saying, we're taking both of these players in their prime, okay? Michael Jordan is so much, LeBron James is so much bigger. He's much more physical and, you know, a lot more power. You know, he has the shooting along with his, you know, dunking abilities on the inside, along with the passing, along with the rebounds, along with the blocks, along with the steals. And if you took both of these players in their prime and put them in a 1v1, LeBron James would win because of just, you know, how better he has better physical traits, you know. And I got to say, the level of play, right, you know, back when basketball was first starting out, it was a lot of, you know, team play. You know, making the moves, setting screens, doing, you know, running plays. Now it's much more of a single effort and the skill of your players, right? And people like LeBron James did very well, you know, do this, right? And that really changed when, you know, Michael Jordan came about. Anyway. Another quick thing about this argument here is that Michael Jordan, you know, they say he had, you know, all these championships and he did it by himself and, you know, all this blah, 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 right? And LeBron James had D. Wade. He had to call up D. Wade and Chris Bosh to all go to Miami and, you know, try and win these championships, right? But now, let's think about this way, right? Michael Jordan was not by himself. He just kept the ball for himself. Honestly, he was a ball hog. Anyway, Michael Jordan, this is what he did, right? He did it all by himself, right? No, he didn't. He had Scottie Pippen by his side. He had, you know, Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman. He had Steve Kerr. You know, he had Horace Grant. You know, all these people. And he wasn't by himself, right? He had other players on that team that, you know, could be distractors, and, you know, he was able to just shine, like a shining star. And, you know, it was not like LeBron. LeBron passed the ball. He rebounded. He blocked. You know, he did score points when his team needed it. And, you know, he also had D. Wade and Chris Bosh, right? But you could say Scottie Pippen is D. Wade. And Dennis Rodman is Chris Bosh, you know, right? You can make that argument. So that's really my take on it. Anyway, Sarah here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back for a little freestyle baseball talk about why I think the Rays are in the slump. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk.
Did you hear the news?
There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Rays, have a little bit of freestyle, end off the show. So anyway, Rays, right? Why are they in a slump? Kevin Cash, I was thinking he could have possibly been the manager of the year, you know, in my eyes, right? But now, you know, again, it's his first year managing, right? And now I'm starting to second guess that. Things where, you know, pitchers are dealing, you know, they're throwing these pitches left and right, fooling everybody, you know, might have, you know, 12K strikeouts in a row. And, or not in a row, 12K strikeouts. And, you know, then you take them out in the eighth inning just because that's what most managers do, you know. They get tired, they get to, you know, 100 pitches, got to take them out, right? No. If a pitcher is dealing, why take him out? Keep him in for the whole 9 innings. You know, sometimes as a manager, you can't go by all the stats, and you can't go by what everybody does, and you can't go by what's normal. You have to go outside the box in order to be that manager. You know, the manager that your team loves. And, you know, I like the fact that Kevin Cash did stand up for his team, really, and, you know, so you're criticizing the umpires and despite the fact that he might get fined. And I like that about him. But it doesn't change the fact that he is going by all these stats and not going by his gut feeling and really doing what the players really need and what they want. And, you know, you just got to go with it. You can't just go by the stats. Anyway, that's what I think about the Rays and why they're in this slump. That's going to do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. I'll see you guys next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a great Sunday. And remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a beautiful afternoon.